phasing out local hospitals, putting patients first.
It's always couched as hospital closure, but it's hardly ever that. What the people in this audience want is the right treatment in the right place at the right time. I've spent the last week from dawn to dusk looking after emergencies. And what's preventing doctors like me giving people like this the best quality care they can is the fact that we're trying to run 20th century hospitals and 21st century medicine. So there's two things we're struggling with, just two things. One is that all the evidence from strokes, trauma, cancer, heart attacks, is if anyone in this room now is ill, the best chance of surviving that illness is to be treated somewhere where we do lots of it. And the second reason...
Expertise.
You know that if you have a MFI flat pack, you build a couple of them a year, they don't fit together, the drawers don't come out. If you're doing 7-10 a day, you get very good at it.
We're not talking furniture, we're talking people.
Everybody, same principle. The more you do, the better you get. That's common sense. Second point is that on this Sunday morning, there will be 220 hospitals in the United Kingdom available and open for children's emergencies. About half of those, 110, in the next 24 hours, will only admit 6 or 7 children. And half of those, 50 of those hospitals, will be less than 30 minutes' drive from another hospital admitting 7 children. Both of them need to be fully staffed, and currently we can't staff them. They'll be 30% short of accident emergency consultants, 30% short of paediatricians, short of children's nurses. So we can't staff them, and we need to have the volume, the expertise...
So for some people, it will be a longer journey.
For some people, it will be a 30-minute journey.
Yeah. Does this make sense, Clive Peedle?
Well, I think you've timed this debate very well, because only in the last week in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, there was a publication that showed that actually the number of hospitals we have compared to other countries in the OECD is extremely low. So we've got too few hospitals already in this country. We've already seen the number of beds cut from 300,000 to just under 150,000 in the last 20 years. Now, some of that is due to changes that need to happen, but we've got bed occupancy rates of 90% plus when the safe level is around 85%. So clinically, this could be very dangerous. And I'll come back to your specific point about heart attacks and strokes. I agree with Professor Stevenson. There's clear evidence that centralising some services can improve survival. What those studies don't actually show is what actually happens to all the other conditions. If you close your local hospital, what happens to the acute asthmatic that has to travel a lot further? What happens to the choking child? What happens to all the other medical emergencies? That data doesn't look at that. It doesn't look at what happens to changing local health.
So this could be dangerous?
This is dangerous. And what we've seen is austerity that's happening at the moment. There's going to be a £50 billion funding gap by 2020 for the NHS. So this is not about clinical decisions. This is about finance.